99.5 Kicks Country with Shotgun Charlie Walker and Low Cash right there. And I know somebody that people has been waiting all morning to hear from since 1980. This next gentleman has starred as Victor Newman in the number one rated daytime drama series Young and the Restless, which airs on CBS. Good morning, Eric Braden. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh,
excellent, excellent. Eric, can I ask you one thing? How do you go 36 years without being fired from a job? I really want to know that.
Well, I don't know. I guess I was lucky.
Now,
who knows?
Yes, sir. Now, you've always been a sportsman. Even in your early days, you've really been the sportsman type, have you not?
Yeah. Love sports. Well, I used to, in Germany, I won the team championships in the national championships in discus and javelin and shotgun. And then here in America in 1973, I won the U.S. championship in soccer.
You definitely yep. get out, do you not?
You bet.
Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever thought with your years in Young and Restless, have you ever thought this might just be the last year, the last season for me?
Always.
And what keeps it going?
Almost always. In other words, And you've been in the business as long as I've been. I've been in Hollywood since 1962 in the business, yes. and done all kinds of nighttime and films and what have you.
Yes.
You never think it's going to last. And this damn show has been number one for 27 years now.
Good Lord.
I've been doing it for 36, so I'm eternally grateful to be working. I've been working that long and still enjoy it a lot. And just to show the others that we're still number one. I'm a competitive son of a bitch, so there you are.
Yes, sir. Now, we had a lot of people calling up this morning, couldn't wait to hear from you. Most of them was positive. Some of them turned around and said, Victor Newman, he just ticks me off like crazy. You actually play a great villain, sir.
That's right. And I don't blame them. I sometimes read that stuff and I say, what the hell, who wrote this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Victor, I'm sorry, Eric. Sometimes I get caught up with this. Did you see Titanic becoming the most successful film in history?
Well, I didn't know that, but I knew it was going to be successful.
Yes, sir.
And I was one of the few people who thought so.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me why. I said, it's because it's a very expensive soap opera. And having done soap operas all those years, I knew how people love that stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know. And it James Cameron is a genius, and the actors in it were very good. The music was fantastic. So it's a riveting story and a true story.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm starting to date myself, but I remember you in Rat Patrol, Captain Dietrich. That must have been
a
great film. Yes, sir.
You bet. That was between 66 and 68. Yeah, we did that the first 16 we did in Spain. And that was when Tenisha was doing Fistful of Dollars and all that down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next 16 we did in Mojave Desert in California.
Good Lord. Now, Eric,
yep.
if you weren't acting, what would you be doing?
You know, I was asked that. I'm writing my biography right now.
Yes, sir.
And I actually don't know. It's a very good question. Mm-hmm. I could think of so many things. The older I get, the more I become interested in politics. There's so many possibilities. I would say teaching, maybe teaching history or being a businessman. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I could imagine all kinds of things.
Yes, sir. Now, I have all my notes here. Do not ask about upcoming episode, but hear me out. I have $26.38 in my pocket right now.
Not enough.
I'm a DJ.
You can't bribe me with that.
No. That's about a month's salary for a DJ. Now, come on. Eric, we do appreciate your time and the many great memories we've had from you, and we do appreciate you being on the show this morning. I know you have a busy schedule today, but thank you very much for taking time.
Now, let me ask you, how hot is it now?
Oh, it heat index today is going to be 111. We're looking at 99 degrees today.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is.
111.
111.
Yeah. Let me make sure never to come at this time of year. I would love to visit Georgia.
We would love to have
this
you.
Time of year. What?
Well, we'd love to have you here, sir. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from LA.
Oh,
cool.
Yes, sir. We would love to have you anytime. Show you some great Southern hospitality
in Georgia. My God. So So the Atlanta Falcons, I hope you do well this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Although I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
You live close to down there. That's
yes, sir.
Right. Well, it's a pretty part of the country, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. It is absolutely gorgeous down here.
One day I come by and we shoot the shit, okay?
Please. Yes, sir. We'd love to have you.
All right, man. Okay, Shotgun.
Eric, have a blessed day.
You have a nice day. Same to you.